With advanced degrees and a stint working at the United Nations while studying at a prestigious U.S. university, Taylor Briscoe has packed a lot of worldly experience into her life before turning 30. Briscoe earned her Master of Arts, M.A., International Relations and Affairs from Syracuse University, and a Doctor of Law, J.D., in National Security and Counterterrorism Law from Syracuse University. While studying for a Master's Certificate in Global Studies from Columbia University, Briscoe got the chance to participate in important work at the United Nations. Briscoe had started work on a PhD at Georgia Tech University when COVID hit. Newly married, she decided to head back to Ontario and her family chose to live in Stratford. Nowadays, Briscoe is knocking on doors, sometimes with her young child in tow, to hear the issues at the doorstep as she seeks one of 10 Stratford City Councillor spots in the upcoming municipal election. "When I came home, I wanted to make an impact," she told Stratford Today. Briscoe consulted for TikTok and Amazon but was feeling unfulfilled until she accepted her current role as Public Affairs Manager for Salvation Army's Ontario Division. It is a new government affairs position that complements Briscoe's education and experience, as she represents the people the organization serves when meeting with government officials. "I represent all of the programs and needs we have as an organization and the needs of our clients and work with government to help draft policy, working closely with affordability and housing and how we get things built." Briscoe said there are synergies between what she works on and sees in her day-to-day work at the Salvation Army and the needs of municipalities and cities like Stratford. "I have always been interested and debated when to run, whether to run. It just lines up that my skill set and the connections I have made where I am working right now and making a difference, they are all the major issues that the city is facing, so I felt this obligation to run and share that skill set." Briscoe said, like many young women, she wondered if she had the skill set and experience to run for city council. Some mentors helped push her over the line. Briscoe said trying to get on the radar of the province is important when looking at the major issues facing municipalities, including infrastructure, affordability and housing. During her campaign, Briscoe has reached out to small business owners to learn the ins and outs of their livelihoods. She has met with community groups and listened to their concerns. "I am a huge proponent of the ground-up policy. I learned at the UN and the Salvation Army to be engaged with stakeholders, the bottom-up approach. Connecting with groups. I am door-to-door with my little one, getting to know as many people as possible." Affordability has been the number one topic on the doorstep, Briscoe said. Several generations are expressing their concerns about it, she noted, with slightly different needs depending on the age group. "Many residents are thankful for a sympathetic ear," Briscoe said. "We need people to listen and lead with kindness." Briscoe is a big fan of what she calls cross-sectoral partnerships, used in her work at the provincial level for the Salvation Army. As an example, City Council will need to continue working with a strong group of social service organizations in Stratford, particularly in the areas of mental health and affordability, she said. "Everything in a community is interconnected," Briscoe continued. "If you are building a home, you need to envision what services that person or family will need in the present and the future." Briscoe said the current field of candidates have some synergy on the important topics facing Stratford residents. Having worked or liaised with politicians from different parties, with different approaches, the focus should be on working together, she said. "Everyone goes into politics with the best intentions and the desire to serve and bring positive change. Once you are inside, the amount of pressure and the difficulties and responsibilities you have, you don't know it until you are in it. I would never criticize the experience of others. Everyone does their best. It's the nature of democracy. Every 4 years, voters judge that. Strong advocacy, policy and law experience will help on city council," she said. At the same time, Briscoe said she carries a different style of leadership, removed from the "he who yells the loudest" style that seems to be trending in politics. "I want to showcase a different style of leadership. I believe in empathetic leadership and leading with kindness. I think that was a push for me. I want to showcase a different kind of role model, what a politician can be locally."